100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And we're back for your Monday morning. Hey. Ari, how are you?
Oh, pretty rattled this morning, Crevo.
Rattled?
I need to tell you something.
What's happened?
So I've had a really busy morning already. As I was coming into work this morning, right? Yeah. So probably around maybe the 4:10 mark, 4 o'clock, sure. Whatever it was. So I was coming off the Link Road and all of a sudden there was obviously like lights and sirens. The popo were out.
Sure.
Okay, they were flying, trying to catch up with, it looks like this big Nissan Navara of some kind. It was this big ute, anyway.
That's a very specific, you know, the model. What colour was it?
I don't remember, actually, okay. To be honest. It was like the scene of an action movie, right? It's like Fast and Furious.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was flying up the Link Road, police car behind him. There's a paddy wagon along, already waiting at the intersection there. He turned on his lights. There was one coming the other way that was already stopped.
Whoa.
They turned on their lights, did a U-turn. There was at least 4 to 5 police cars flying, chasing this car. Don't know if they got him or her or whoever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was scary. It was frightening.
That's intense. So they took off into the distance.
Yeah.
And you turned somewhere to go to work.
Yeah, 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 basically.
Whoa.
And I just, yeah.
What direction did they go? Round numbers. Are they going out towards Maitland or?
No, they were going out towards what looks like Jesmond Way.
Wow.
Jesmond Shortland Way. I don't know. Yeah, that way.
Who says Newcastle isn't exciting?
Yeah.
They don't understand Newcastle.
Ah, yeah. You know when it's just something happens, it's got nothing to do with you, but you just freak out. You get really frightened about it. Yeah.
I got my blood pumping. I'd want to know what's going on.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I'm very curious.
The curiosity.
Mm.
If you know anything, call the station. 4967-4105.
If not, hopefully Jackie from our live and local newsroom can
find out what's going on. They've got all kinds of hookups with the police in there.
Anyway, how are you today?
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Yeah. I went out to the airport on the weekend to pick up my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
They need to hurry up and finish that. It's caused like traffic chaos in there.
Oh no.
Yeah, it used to be such a smooth process. You want to pick someone up, you just turn up out the front door.
So it's completely changed?
Well, it's just because of all the construction.
Oh.
It's all down to like small lanes and
ew.
And it's not easy anymore. So it's absolute chaos. They need to sort that thing out.
That is not ideal.
Hurry up and finish. Mm. I know it's supposed to be this year, but anyway.
We'll see.
Gripe over. It took 5 minutes instead of five or something. It's not a huge deal. But,
still,
you know, double the time.
Inconvenience.
Exactly. I was mildly inconvenienced.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So I went to the Newcastle Ocean Baths over the weekend for a little swim.
And how was that?
Oh, look, it was lovely. Mm-hmm. The weather was great and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good what they've done, you know, the refurbishment, all that sort of stuff.
I've still never been.
What, in your life?
Well, no, since the refurb.
Oh, right. Yeah,
yeah.
It's really, really terrific. However, the bit like that, I don't know, phase two or whatever it is, fixing up the old building.
Oh, is this the facade?
The facade, and I think they want to put like a little cafe in it or something.
Jeez, haven't they started that yet? They should be finished by now.
That's what I would have thought.
They haven't even started.
Yeah, they haven't even started yet. Get a move on. There's nothing else. What's holding them up? That's what I don't know.
Well, change of power, change of heads. I guess Ross Kerridge isn't thinking about anything, is he?
I don't think it's actually his job.
Isn't it? He's like, the head of council.
Yeah, but it's not his job. That too. I mean, I know there's heritage concerns and stuff.
Yeah. Like town planners and stuff?
Yes, they are everywhere.
Okay.
But just get a move on. Anyway, rant over for now. They need to fix it.
Well, it's a draw card for Newcastle.
Yeah,
so
it is.
Like,
you go through and then you're in the pool and you're like, it's just a bunch of steel girders holding that wall up. Looks like no good.
It's pretty ugly.
Yeah, they need to sort it out. Anyway.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter. New FM's First at 5.
All right, Jackie's here with our First at 5.
Morning.
How was your weekend, first of all?
It was really good. I was telling you guys I was eating lots of good food over the weekend, so that's probably my highlight.
Yeah, nice.
That's why you have so much energy.
Yes.
Well, you are, yeah.
Jackie, all the carbs and the sugar.
Yeah, Jackie's I've got high energy two burgers in my belly.
Oh, God.
There we go.
Well, that's going to be fun. So, Jackie, tell us about what's going on in the news. Apparently, we've got some police issues going on.
Yes, we do. And there, unfortunately, I haven't got any information on what you're talking about earlier this morning.
That's okay.
But we have, at the weekend, two teenagers have been charged over an alleged armed robbery. So this happened on Saturday night around 6:30, so it was still light. Usually you think this will happen in the cover of darkness, but no.
No, no one said they were smart.
No.
Just that they were robbers. Well put, Ari.
Alleged robbers. A Newcastle light rail interchange between that and Honeysuckle. A 17-year-old boy was allegedly robbed by a group of teenagers, and his phone and shoes were stolen before they fled the scene. Now, they've caught two of the boys from that. Inquiries are still ongoing and they're going to be facing children's court.
I wonder what made the victim be, like, such a target to them. Mm. Like, that's just interesting. They're just like, oh, I like those Nikes. Give me them.
Well, it could be. Or here's my, you know, a question just came to mind then.
Yeah. Mm.
Was he, or the victim, wearing the shoes or carrying the shoes?
Yeah, great question.
Could you imagine, like, trying to, like, take those shoes off someone?
Mm.
Like, for example, my boyfriend, Will, ties his Vans up so tight, it, like, cuts off his circulation.
It wouldn't have a chance.
What about this person? If they're, like, could you imagine if they're, like, untying his shoes?
I know.
I'm just picturing it.
Goodness, it's
a bit, come on, mate, move your toes a bit more. You're not getting them out.
How many loop knots did you put on your foot?
Your boyfriend would be safe, I think, from his shoes being taken.
Yeah.
But because it could even be brand new in a box that he was carrying down the street.
True. I didn't even think of that. Possibility.
He's carrying a shoebox without a bag.
Well, good question.
Could
anyway.
Be taking them home.
Yeah, that's true. Just bought them maybe at the rock shop there.
But yes, police did recover those items.
Oh, thankfully. The shoes. They got the shoes back.
Yeah, they got the shoes back.
I'm sure we'll be able to figure that out.
Sell on eBay.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right. What else have you got going on?
Well, we have some great news for Newcastle. So two of our own surfers, Molly Picklem and Tyler Wright, were in the Pipe Pro in Hawaii, and both of them have done sensationally.
Mm.
Both made it through to the semifinals, but Newcastle surfer Tyler Wright has taken out the top gong. She's won.
Wow. That's
awesome.
Yeah, amazing.
That's cool. You get a big trophy and everything, no doubt, prize money and stuff.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, and it's her second time as well.
Wow.
I think they're two of the biggest names in surfing to come out of Newcastle, I reckon, especially for women.
Yeah.
I hear their names all the time.
That is really, really cool to have Newcastle winning on the world stage. Mm-hmm. It's what we like to see.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
It is very close to Valentine's Day. We are coming in hot.
Love is in the air, Ari.
Well, not for this story. So a zoo over in the US is now offering to send a video of an elephant doing a poo to your ex as a Valentine's Day gift. It's kind of like an anti-Valentine's Day gift, right? So if you got like a bad ex or someone you didn't really get along with or whatever, apparently for $10, you can absolutely send this video that the zoo will send you, basically curling one out.
Now that is, I think it's pretty funny, especially if you've got an ex who is, you know, a bit crap.
Bit of a loser. Oh, ha ha ha.
I didn't even mean that, but that is perfect because it's just very insulting, isn't it?
Oh, well, it is. I mean,
have a look at this. They open it up. Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
Look, it's all for, you know, the benefit of the zoo, right? Because it's a donation of $10. But if you do have, I guess, a nice Valentine's in your life, they're offering something a little bit more boring, is what they're calling it. The second option is to send a little video of a panda eating a grape as, like, something wholesome to send to
your partner.
Cute. Yeah.
That's cute.
I like it.
You wouldn't send that. What would you do for your boyfriend, though? What are you thinking? Valentine's getting very close,
Probably nothing.
Nothing?
I don't believe in Valentine's Day.
What do you mean you don't believe?
Well, I've never gotten anything for Valentine's Day, so why should I start now?
What if he gives you something like a big, massive bunch of roses or something?
Well, that'd be nice, but no, it's not going to happen.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just people don't believe in Valentine's Day anymore.
What are you serious? Yes, they do.
We're running a whole
competition with Keith Urban around it.
Oh, yeah, true.
I
would be shocked and surprised and very grateful.
I've got a lovely lunch planned.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you should flip it around, Ari.
Nah.
A big bunch of roses for your man.
No, I already give him enough.
Oh, fair enough. He should buy you a big bunch of roses.
Yes.
You could buy him some jewellery, like a necklace or something.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, yeah, you could buy that for him.
Yeah, look, you know what? I'd be happy with a panda eating a grape.
At this point, that you'll take what you can get?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
I saw the strangest thing in the Cameron Park sky on Saturday afternoon.
What are we talking here?
Oh, it was crazy. I've never seen it before. So on Saturday afternoon, around 1:30, so I just came back from a run. So I was like kind of hanging out in the backyard, doing some stretches, having some water.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, so I'm on kind of like sort of a hill, but you can see like kind of half of Cameron Park from where I am. And all of a sudden, this bunch of balloons, looks like helium balloons, are floating up in the sky, kind of like a mini version of the house from Up. You know, like that scene in that movie?
Yeah,
they've
of course.
Got the house with like all those balloons.
It's up
crazy.
It goes, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a drone of some kind, perhaps, like attached to the bottom of it, obviously because it's floating and whatnot.
We're not far from Williamtown, are we?
Oh, well, I don't know.
That's the Area 51 of Newcastle.
So I took a video of it, but then I was scrolling through Facebook trying to find if through the community pages, if anyone's posted.
Yeah.
I was going to post myself going, oh, looks like someone's having a birthday. Happy birthday, whoever sent this birthday gram drone that's being flown over Cairn Park. But yeah, I haven't seen anything about it.
No,
so if you know about it,
let us know.
If that was your birthday, please message us in the show or call us. That'd be great.
At the Novos _ on Instagram.
Yep. But yeah, it's just so strange. And I was watching it go. I'm like, is it going towards Hurricanes? Where is it going? Whose house is that going to be dropped off at? But I just thought it was fabulous.
So it's like a birthday drone.
Yeah.
So weird.
I think it was it must have been a birthday. Beautiful flowers, balloons. Beautiful colours. Yeah. I wouldn't mind a birthday gram like that. How cool.
Well, you deserve it, Ari.
Thanks.
Yeah, you deserve something terrific. Like Valentine's is so close.
Oh, you could do a Valentine's Day gram, like red or pink balloons or both.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Bit of chalky walkies.
To your boyfriend. Do something nice, all right? That's a must.
Okay, Krimo.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
I've come up with a new business idea. I wanted to run it past you, Ari.
Okay, first and foremost, you are like the biggest entrepreneur I know. Like any type of idea that you have, you're like, I can make that into a business. You watch me.
Well, I've got a lot of ideas, but sometimes the execution doesn't come off.
Okay, so you're only human. Great.
Yeah,
yep.
I wish I was doing more of them deep down.
Wow.
But it is what it is. Anyway, this is probably more like a side hustle, right, than a business. Just something to make a few extra bucks here and there.
They're always fun.
Well, and also, cost of living at the moment. You got to get it where you can, right?
True.
So last week or two, the pond at the front of our house, which is just like a giant like plant pot, that I've sealed up.
Oh, so it's not like in ground.
No, it's probably the size of like one of those little tiny plastic shell kid pools.
Yes.
But tall. So
oh,
it's about cool. It's about 40 centimeters tall maybe.
That is awesome.
Yeah, anyway, we've got a little fountain in there and stuff. It's very nice. Mm. And a while ago I rescued some fish.
Wow.
Some goldfish that someone was getting rid of. I was like, I'll take care of them.
So you didn't go fishing them out of Throsby
Creek? No. They're goldfish from someone else's pond they were just going to get rid of.
Okay.
I was like, they need to be rescued. Mm. Anyway, I put them in our pond. And then last week or two, the pond was very dirty.
Ooh.
It was like gotten a bit green. So I was like, I'm going to give it a full clean out.
Nice.
So I replaced all the water, gave it a bit of a scrub and stuff. What I noticed, though, is during that time, because it had gone a bit, like, murky, I couldn't see in, the number of fish we have has doubled from 6 to 12.
Oh, a little bit of hanky-panky going on in the little fish pond.
The fish are getting busy. Right? But also, straight away, that struck me as an idea. I've given them no extra food. I've done nothing else.
No, just let them sit there and do their thing.
And they've just doubled.
Or do their thing, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Okay, so
you've been busier than me.
So you've become like a little bit of an aquarium.
Well,
like
a fish farmer.
Store. Yeah, oh, that. Yeah.
So I thought if we've gone 6 to 12, Next is 24.
That's how math works, yeah?
Yeah. And even at like $2 each, that's $48.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I think goldfish cost more than that.
Yeah.
And there's, I mean, say I'm wholesaling them, right? Round numbers. I've got myself a 50, I'll say, just for round numbers.
You know what you could market this as?
What?
It's like homegrown. It's you know, pure breeding. It's then, this, that, the other. And all, like, all the hippies will go, like, nuts for it.
It's not a like, farm-to-plate situation. Oh, wow. They're not for eating. They're
no.
purely ornamental.
Farm-to-fishbowl.
So, yeah, that's more like it. But if they can go to there, 24, 48, it's pretty soon we've got thousands of fish.
You're going to need a bigger pond.
Well, maybe, but the ones we've got fit in that pond. I'm not planning to change ponds.
Okay, sure.
I'm just planning to get thousands of dollars and pay off my mortgage sooner. That's what I'm all about.
Okay, I'll do your deal here, Kuvo. Yes, I'll be your first customer.
Yeah, you're going to buy a fish?
Yes.
All right. Well, as a fishtrepreneur from Mayfield, if anyone wants to buy some goldfish on a deal, let me know and I'll put you on the list. We'll keep a little little shopping list ready, and I'll sell you some fish on a good deal. Wholesale rates. Just give Crevo a ring, all right?
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
It's no secret now that I've started to kind of develop this obsession, or maybe re-obsession, I want to say. I've come back into this era of, like, my Western country. I love horses. I loved them all my life. But now that I'm dating a country boy, it's just, you know, it's all my personality at this point.
Would you say that it's an obsession for a Western dance for a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Cotton Eye Joe, let's go.
Yeah, actually, fun fact, I used to dance at Cotton Eye Joe in one of my dance concerts when I was little.
Oof, somebody was living good.
I was. Maybe that's where it's come from.
Maybe.
Anyway, so because I'm in my kind of Western era and I'm watching a lot of Yellowstone and whatnot.
That's right.
My partner and I are watching a lot of Yellowstone.
You're thinking of buying jeans?
Well, apparently, I have been told, I don't get a choice, I've been told by my boyfriend, Will, I will fit you for some RM jeans and some RM boots.
That's right, because he used to work for RM Williams. Yeah. He's a pro.
He is a pro. He was good at what he did. But I was like, you know what, yeah, I'll let you. That's fine, no worries, but I'm going to get the cheaper ones. I'm not silly here. Anyway, so I've gone into this, okay, I'm going to change my wardrobe era because I love these clothes, but I've also been like, you know what, I really want to take Will to all of our ag events around the Hunter region.
This is so funny.
I know. I really like it.
You're from Cameron Park. What are you doing at the ag events?
I lived in Mudgee for a bit.
That qualifies you, does it?
I think so, a little bit. I feel more qualified now.
All right.
Okay, so I went through a couple of, like, events with my boyfriend on the weekend just to kind of get a feel for where he's at about going to events together like these, because he said he is really happy to go to the PBR kind of rodeo event at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. Okay, he didn't get to go last year. I said, look, I'll take you this year. And he's like, yeah, great, let's go.
Now, what else have you got?
I'm kind of getting the sense that he doesn't want to go anywhere past Newcastle because he's just not wanting to travel. So I said, look, okay, there's the event that I really wanted to go to, this is coming up in March, is the Merry War Bulls, Broncs and Barrels event, right?
Oh, yeah, so nice, like, part of the world.
Bucking Broncos, Bulls, and also, like, the barrel races, they're epic.
Yeah, they're very exciting.
Seen them at the Maitland show, they're awesome.
What was his response? Is that a win or no?
He just went, so that's a negative.
Oh, no, that's a negative. Oh, yeah. I thought that was, yeah, let's go. No.
He was like, no, look, babe, see, Murray War.
Bit far.
And I was like, I've been to Murray War plenty of times. It's not that far. Come on.
All right.
We love a road trip, but he's like, nah, hard pass.
He said no to that one. What else have we got?
I don't know if he likes the barrel racing. I love it, but I don't think he's
there.
I think he's seen
it.
Too much of it.
Okay.
Anyway, and then I went, what about the Singleton Rodeo? It's coming up on April 26th.
Oh, yeah, Singleton.
Yeah. And he's like, nah, I don't think so. I was like, why?
What?
And honestly, it's because we are going to the Sydney show with his family and whatnot, but I think it's too close to the Sydney show.
Yeah.
He didn't really specify too much, but I was like, I kind of get it.
Yeah.
But I still want to go. It's Singleton. I love Singleton.
Sure.
And then I went, what about the Scone Horse Festival in May? Now, he was born in Scone.
Yeah.
He has been to Scone plenty of times with his draft horses and whatever. And then he kind of went, Yeah, okay. I think we can do that one.
Oh, so that's a win.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But this is what I mean, though. Just quietly.
Yeah.
I'm giving him all these, like, events, like, that are really, really fun events to go to.
Are you more of different. A country girl than him now?
I think I am. He's too Nova Castrian. He's too city boy. I'm too country girl now. Our roles have switched.
Somehow you've become the country person in the relationship.
Yeah.
Who's fitting who for jeans again?
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So yesterday about 12:30,
mm-hmm.
bit hungry, decided to go over to the Newcastle Farmers Market.
Oh, lovely.
Now, they close at 1, so there's a little bit tight. Only to 1. So
okay.
12:30, a little bit tight.
Ooh.
But it's actually a bit of a secret hack.
Why?
First bit, when you get there, parking's free at that time.
Oh, good.
So, you know, there's usually gold coin or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They just, all that, like, the little office thing, gone.
Yeah, because like, we're packing up for the day. We don't care what happens now.
Zip in there. Next thing, no crowds. Most of the people are gone. All the food vendors, no line.
Okay, actually, I do have a question because I have been around the 11 mark once and there was, like, no food left.
Oh, there was still plenty.
Really?
Well, there was, okay, one had packed up for the day.
Okay.
But that's their, like, they're packed up. It's not that sold out.
Mm.
The other ones, they had still had food that I wanted.
Right.
So that's a little secret. If you don't want to battle the crowds, go late, free parking.
Yep.
And no lines. They cooked it so quick.
Yeah, they would too.
Because I'm partial to a cheeky gosleme.
Oh, right? Yeah,
a little Turkish
classics.
Bread thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. Usually you're about a 20-minute wait because it's so popular.
Yeah.
This was all done in like 5 minutes.
Did you get a gosleme?
Yeah, of course.
Else?
Got a gosleme. Five minutes all done.
You should have got the mini Dutch pancakes. They're still a thing.
They are good. They are good.
Oh.
I had that bit of satay. It was excellent.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah. You love satay, don't you?
I'm obsessed with satay.
Yeah, they had the like proper charcoal grill and everything.
Get to my belly.
So, yeah, if you want to do the farmer's markets, but not be like under the crowds, go a bit late. And you get free parking.
And lunch.
Yeah, that's it. It's a win. It really is. And a lot of people do deals as well. Like all the stuff's on sale and everything.
Okay, this might be something to look at on Sunday.
Yeah, a little bit of a hack.
Okay.
For you there.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, if you've seen anything of Married at First Sight this season, or even if you haven't, you don't need to. I'll fill you in. There's this groom on there. He's probably one of the most problematic ones. His name's Tim. Tim Grommy. So apparently he's been busted for using old photos on dating apps to appear more flattering to potential partners and things like that. Now, this is not the first time we've heard something like this. Look, I've matched with people in the past on Tinder and whatever that look completely different. It happens quite a lot.
But looking at the photos, Ari, you've showed me this. They're just a different person.
It's not. Actually,
I know
it's
not
him from 10 years ago.
I know it's technically not.
Yeah.
But if he showed up at the pub, you'd think, oh, he sent his younger brother, has he?
Yes.
Younger, better looking brother.
100%.
They look like different people. He's catfishing.
He is. This is a form of catfishing. Now, there's this Facebook group. So I think I've talked about this before on the show. It's called Sis, Are We Dating the Same Guy? You know these, these groups? Yeah. Well, they've called him out because there has been people that have matched with him.
Oh, my God.
That have actually come out to expose him and say that, look, I see him on the dating apps all the time. I swear it was only recently that I swiped on him. No. It was a whole thing whereby, lol, I went on a date with him last year. This is some random girl on this group. His photos were like 10 years old and he looked nothing like them.
That is, I just don't, from my like perspective, I just don't understand what the thinking behind it is.
Yeah, because you're going to get caught out. You're seeing them
on
in person.
On the first date, you're going to meet in person and you're going to go, they're totally different.
Mm.
But for some reason, people persist with using old photos or using photos that aren't even them in a big group and they you're not sure who it is.
That is the most common. Where, like, they only have group photos, and you're kind of looking, wondering, oh, which one's a common denominator out of these? Is it the blonde or the brunette? We don't know. look, it is wild. And he's being caught out, and it makes for a good story. Look, it's happened to me before many years ago. It's crazy. So here's what we want to do, right? We want to get Newcastle stories here. 4967-4105. Did they lie on the dating app profile? It could be height, for example. Someone says, oh, I'm a 6'4" basketballer, and he's a tiny king. He's a short king that plays a bit of squash. Like, you know, it could be something like that,
yeah,
even.
Yeah, height, or, you know, maybe that's about...
Their job.
That's all in the work. Yeah. Oh, you're a lawyer, or, you know, something like that, but
yeah,
you're not at all.
A leading partner at a law firm.
You work at Subway.
No, Subway even. It's like, I've caught you at Glendale Subway, mate. Yeah, I know that's not true.
Or a train controller or something like that. Yeah. And they work at Subway. They've gone that similar enough.
Mm.
4967-4105. Did they lie on the dating app? What happened to you? In Thornton, Amanda... Were you catfished? What happened?
I kind of catfished my husband in person. A little bit of a different spin. We met on the 12th of February at a singles ball. And as you do, you dull yourself up. I straightened my hair. I had my platform shoes on. Had my black beautiful dress. And some chicken fillet boobs, you know. Absolutely stunning. And then we met, we hit it off, had a great night. And then on our second or first date, because we, you know, first time we've seen each other after that, I'm totally different. I've got curly hair, I'm short, and no boobs.
And he still married you, hey?
And he still married me,
It's the power of your personality, Amanda.
That's exactly right.
Curly short queens as well.
That's it. It seems like the lesson here is it pays to doll yourself up. Let's look at that. You landed yourself a husband, Amanda. Well done.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name five.
All right, we've got a fantastic prize on offer for the Novos Name 5, our brand new game this morning. You have 10 seconds on the clock to name five things related to the category that we give you. It's actually simple, but puts you a little bit under pressure.
Yeah, sometimes the ticking clock behind the scenes as well throws people off.
It does.
They feel the pressure. You know, you've been playing along in the car and you think, I can do that.
Just clear your thoughts.
That's it.
Yeah.
In Wall's End, it's Danielle. Hey, how are you?
Good morning. Happy Monday.
You too, Danielle.
And to you. You sound bright and chippy. You've been up for a while?
I have. I'm actually sitting in the car park waiting to go into work now. I've been waiting for my chance to play before I go to work.
Come on.
Good on you, Danielle. What do you do for work?
I'm a teacher.
Oh.
Well, God bless you, Danielle.
Yeah. You know, you're doing great work and we appreciate it.
Mm.
Thank you. I love it.
Now, hopefully you'll be able to walk away with these tickets this morning. That'll set you up for the week, so that'll make you feel a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. Really good.
Okay, so you're...
I felt really good, but now I'm a bit nervous.
No, don't be nervous.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're used to performing in front of a crowd, Danielle. That's actually your job, so you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Okay, so you understand how everything works, Danielle.
I do.
Okay, beautiful. All right, let's just jump straight in. Are you ready, Crevo, with the timer?
Yeah, 10 seconds on the clock once Ari finishes, and you got to get five things from the topic, okay?
Now, quick hint for you. This is quite on brand with the tickets that we're giving away. Are you ready?
Oh, no, not actors, please.
No, it's not. It's not, I can confirm. Okay.
Oh, there we go, another clue. It's clue central here
tonight. Making her feel better.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm liking the clues.
Okay, 10 seconds. You ready, Crevo?
Yep.
Okay, name five musicals. Go.
Titanic, Lion King, Matilda, Dirty Dancing, and Officer and Gentleman.
What was the last one?
Officer and Gentleman, and don't tell me it's not a musical because I saw it in Sydney.
If you saw it in Sydney, I was doing a Google because it is on the buzzer. I'm going to let you have it.
Wait, which movie is that?
Officer and a Gentleman. Is that a musical? Can you confirm, Ari? We're doing a live Google here.
Gentlemen, musicals. Just making her wait.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah, I've got it too.
Okay, congratulations on the buzzer. That's a win.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Well, what a way to start your week. There's something to tell the kids at the school this morning.
Go and brag.
That's
Danielle.
It. Congratulations. Absolutely. Enjoy. See how easy it is? And by that, it was right on the buzzer and really close, and she nearly didn't win it. But, you know,
we're
close.
We're nothing but fair.
Yeah, that's it. Fair is fair.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, obviously, the cost of buying houses and land and everything has gone through the roof.
Oh, it's exorbitant, yeah.
It's so expensive. Newcastle's got one of the highest prices for the city of our size.
That's why I live with my family, and I'm happy doing that.
Well, yeah, you're living in a palace at Cameron Park. And
oh, it's a nice little area.
It is a very nice area. But how about this for a deal on some land?
Okay.
2,000 Australian dollars.
Sign me up. Are you kidding?
Small catches, though. I will have to give you little caveats, if you will.
All right, I'm ready.
Here's the fine print.
Oh, dear.
First of all, it's in the Scottish city of Aberdeen. That's quite a big city.
I do love Scotland.
Oh, well, there you go. This will work well, then. Do you like the accents?
I like the terriers. I love the kilts.
Do you?
I like the people.
What about a man in a kilt? Do you find that attractive?
So, it depends. If it's Sam Heughan, who's a star on Outlander, who plays Jamie Fraser, then yes, I'm a fan.
Do you go? You want to go touch a stone, a magical stone in the woods with him?
Take me back to the 1700s with the kilts. Yes.
Let's go, Jamie. Let's go.
Yeah.
So you could have your, I guess, Highlander fantasy by buying this block of land.
I'm with it.
Small issue, though, with it. Another terms and conditions here. It is, in fact, a median strip.
Eh?
It's the bit of land between the road and someone's house. It's grassed over. It's grassed over. It looks like about the size, honestly, of three car parks put together.
Right, so you're telling me that the only thing that I'll be able to build on this little land strip of land would be a park bench.
No, you could put a tiny house on there.
Or maybe a bin.
No, no, no. Honestly, one of those...
A tiny, thin house?
Yeah, a very, very narrow house.
Oh, my
God. Would you be able to touch each wall from the middle? Possibly. But for $2,000, it's such a deal. It's so cheap, and it's in a major capital city. Like, where else can you buy that much land for that cheap?
Okay, here's my idea.
In Bondi in Sydney, a single car park's going for like $200,000.
Yeah.
This is a steal, actually.
Okay, well, this is where I was going to go with this, actually. Yeah. So if you said it's about three car park lengths long and rough,
and
I would
wide.
Like... Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, concrete over it.
Yeah.
Then put like some car spaces in there and then like go rent an apartment nearby. Done.
Oh, yeah, set up a mini Wilson's. Harry's.
Yes.
Three car parking spaces.
Yeah, have one for myself and two others to rent out. Oh, business idea.
At $10 a go, you'll get your money back pretty quick and you'll be in the green pretty soon. That's actually a little boom gate. How much are they? You just buy one off eBay, surely. Not too bad.
Wait, can I buy it from here?
What, the boom gate?
Yeah. No, the boom gate, the land.
Yeah, I think so. It's an online auction. Go for it.
Investment.
I think it is quite a shrewd one. A good idea, Ari.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Some great, amazing news came out of Saturday Night Crevo. Are you ready?
Yeah, what happened?
The Newcastle Jets flogged Melbourne Victory at home 3-0. Woo! Go the Jets. Come on.
Oh, that is great news. We gave away a lot of family tickets that as well last week. So many local winners just grabbing the tickets.
And we also had a new in player, Lockie Rose, who came from MacArthur last season. He's with us on a 2-year deal. We spoke to him last week
on
as
the
well.
Show,
He seemed pretty confident, pretty settled as well coming into that
to
game.
See it.
But like beating Melbourne Victory, they are sitting sixth on the ladder, that team. So, and we're sitting on like 11th. So we've done really, really well. And we're slowly coming back. So I've done a little bit of research / homework as well, just to get my stats right.
Yeah.
So we've drawn the past two games previous with two other teams, so Mariners and Perth Glory. That's all right results coming in with them. But now to come away with a 3-0 win, like that is a belter of a
result.
That
is really, really good.
Mm.
Hopefully this is a great turning point for the Jets.
Well, this is what I mean. I mean, we have to maintain the mojo a little bit, you know, coming into playing Adelaide United this weekend as well, who are second on the ladder, just by the way. So they're going up and up. But by the way that we're going, we are doing better. I reckon we can maybe come away with a 2-1 win, maybe.
Oh, Are you making a score prediction?
I'm making a prediction now.
Love to hear it.
I'm so confident, especially in Lockie
Check.
And Thomas Aquilina.
What a team that's coming together. Mm-hmm. And you've got to be proud of Newcastle for all of that.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Just down the M1 in Sydney, they're this, like, family, they made a call to a snake catcher. And they said, look, I think there's a bunch of red bellies under this pile of mulch in our backyard.
Ooh.
Because one has bitten the dog.
Oh, no, that's not cool.
Not good at all.
Oh.
Luckily, the dog, I believe, was okay.
Thank God.
But they said, quick, send the snake catcher out. There's a bunch of them under this mulch pile.
Oh, my God, that's actually scary.
Yeah, snake catcher comes out. He initially found 40 red-belly black snakes. Then he puts, you know how they put them in that as, like, soft bags?
Yeah, sort of
like a special bag that doesn't hurt their scales.
Looks like a long sack.
Yeah, exactly. Puts the 40 in there. Then four of those gave birth to more live young.
Oh, shut up.
Which then took the total to 97 snakes in one backyard.
Yuck! Could you imagine? What if they're in the house? What if, like, oh, it's like snakes on a plane? They infiltrate the house.
97 is a lot of snakes.
Oh.
If we found any like that at our place, I think my wife Emmy would say we'd have to move.
Oh, I would too.
She'd be freaking out.
Demolish the house. Burn it.
See, I'd see it the other way. We've caught 97 snakes. You're never going to find another one. The odds are in our favour.
I don't think so. There'd be a spare snake slithering somewhere.
There might be. Anyway, pretty extraordinary. Sometimes, though, snakes, they create dramatic stories. You know, snakes, are just there's something about them that freak people out.
Yeah, thanks to, what do we do with these goddamn snakes in this goddamn plane? That's why.
All of that sort of stuff. Snakes, there's something about them that's so memorable and sometimes not in a good way. I had a friend who was bitten in his garage by a red-belly black.
He was sick for two months. 2 months?
Yeah. He was out of action, couldn't go to work. He was just, like, lethargic on his bed, all that sort of stuff. Can be very serious.
Mm.
Just the other day, well, maybe 2 weeks ago, actually a little longer, there was a snake at my parents' farm.
Okay.
It was slithering down the porch. Just
casually.
Maybe he's looking for the esky. I'm not sure.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm just a little snake slithering down the porch.
Snake.
Luckily, we had a friend visiting who loves snakes. It was a python. He caught it, put it in a pillowcase, took it down the road. No problems.
Who are these, like a reptilian heroes?
Well, some people just don't mind snakes at all.
I'm sorry, I didn't realise we had our own Steve Irwin in the place.
That's it. So here's what I wanted to do. 4967-4105 with your snake stories.
Mm.
Maybe there was one in the house or, you know, got, like, you know, bailed up the dog or something. All that sort of stuff. Got in the car, the garage, wherever it is. Or maybe you were bitten. Surely my friend's not the only one who's bitten.
Maybe it's more common than what we think.
It's possible.
Mm.
Have you ever had a close snake encounter or have you gotten away with it?
So I used to do a lot of bushwalking, especially down like Holmesy Bush, Huntsville.
Yeah.
And with that, like obviously it's in summertime, probably not the smartest time to go bushwalking, by the way.
Sure.
But like as you're walking, like you could see like this snake in the tall grass. You could hear it, but also I could see it.
Did you know what type it was or didn't want to get too close?
I didn't want to get too close. As soon as I saw the head poke up, I was like, I'm
gone.
Out.
Yeah.
So I just backed away. But yeah, and also ran over one a couple of years ago at Taralba. That was fun.
Less fortunate for the snake.
Yeah, I killed it.
4967-4105. Your snake encounter stories could be here. Maybe it was when you were travelling as well. You never know where you see these snakes.
Let's go to Nina in Madawi. Good morning. What's your story?
Oh, hi. Good morning, Novas.
Morning.
Monday.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks. Yeah, well, we were living up in Darwin and we had a two-story place and a bit of a tropical garden. It was really, really lovely. And we had a three-metre python. She was quite old. She was, 12 years old?
Oh!
But she was a pet, and my youngest absolutely loved her and thought she was super cool. And we were out with friends for dinner, and the kids phoned up on video phone. They decided to feed the python, but the other little girl didn't know to hold the mouth still.
Oh.
And she was running around with it anyway. The python struck out to get the food and got my daughter on the hand. So we get this video phone call of these kids running around with a snake off her hand, and the other one runs into the wall head first. And we're just going, oh, well, what can we do? There's nothing we can do here. But the snake went off, and it disappeared into the house under the deck.
So it's hidden in the house. Is all's well that ends well?
Well, the dogs knew it was there. They kept sniffing it under the stairs. We just never found it. But we had to leave Darwin, and we sold the house.
That's the only solution. Leave the whole city and everything.
Oh, my God. That sounds like a bad, like, comedy movie.
There's something bad about it.
Oh, yeah. That's terrifying.
Pretty long story. But we got there in the end. It was tough. In Cahiba, Nicole, what's your story?
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good.
Mine happened during COVID when we were in lockdown.
Yeah.
And I was at home, you know, as many people were, and I was putting a colour in my hair. Half an hour later, I went to the bathroom to get in the shower and wash it out, and here's a metre and a half long diamond python in my shower.
And did he help with the washing or...?
No, he didn't. And I was amazed because I ran to all my neighbours to get help and nobody was home. And I'm like, hang on a minute, this is lockdown. Where the hell is everyone?
Oh, my God.
They're all essential workers or sneaking around. Either way, no good,
probably
right?
Probably sneaking. Like the snake.
A lot of sneaking going on
snake
at that time.
Snake is snake. Still a snake.
All right, one more to wrap things up. In Western, Samantha, what's your story?
Oh, morning team. This is my other half story, basically.
Yeah.
He, when he was living in Sydney, got home from the pub on a New Year's Eve many years ago and went out the back to turn the sprinkler off and stepped on a red-bellied black snake, which promptly locked its mouth around his big toe. And he had to break its jaw to get it off him. It was a wet bite because it was after the neighbour's rabbit. Called the Ambos. They sent one around, one guy that was on his way home from shift and to administer the anti-venom, and yeah.
Is he all right?
Wait, does he still have his toe?
Yeah, he's fine. He's perfectly fine. Oh, he had a big nasty bruise and he felt a bit woozy for a couple of hours, but
That could have been the drinks at the pub as well. We're not really sure about the whole situation.
Hey, everybody. I'm Keith Urban.
Keith Urban's High and Alive World Tour, Newcastle Entertainment Centre, August 13th. Tickets on sale now at keithurban.com. Win tickets for a special Valentine, only with Newcastle's New FM.
Yeah, making Valentine's Day better for someone each day. This week we've got double passes to give away to Keith Urban for his High and Alive World Tour in Newcastle. So convenient as well. You're not having to travel down the M1 to see this man. You're getting to see him right here in Newey, which is so good, right?
Yes, tickets are on sale now at keithurban.com if you do happen to miss out, or you can try and win them with us.
That's right. Only local winners as well,
mm-hmm.
which is why we're now heading to Cardiff South to meet Matt. Good morning, Matt. How morning. Are you?
Good morning. How are you going?
Fantastic.
Really good, really good.
So tell us about your Valentine there, Matt. Who is she or he?
Well, my Valentine's my wife. Been married for 23 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, so been together for probably 30 years. So this would be a fantastic, fantastic opportunity. My 19-year-old son's just left to join the Air Force. He's moved down to Wagga, so it's a bit of a different feel in the house at the moment. So I think this
a lot more romance going on, is there, Matt?
Well.
No answer.
not going into that.
Please,
yeah, this would really pet my wife up because she's a little bit flat with him leaving at the moment.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, one more question as well, Matt. It's nearly 30 years together.
Yeah.
What's the secret?
Yes, please tell us.
We've just been compatible the whole time. Just been really good, best friends, pretty much.
Isn't that great to hear? And is there any more place on earth that's more romantic than Cardiff South? I mean, that helps as well, right? Having a nice home together, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. We've been here for, about 18 years now in this house. So, we're really set up. Yeah, really set up. And born and bred in Merriweather, both of us. So we actually grew up five doors apart. So, in the same street. Our parents still live in the same street.
That is wild.
A full neighbourhood romance.
I know, right? It's so cool. Yeah. Well, this would be the cherry on top of all of that, going to Keith Urban, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be great. And I actually met Nicole Kidman probably 40 years ago before she was famous. So
wow.
I'm sure she's still got a little soft spot for me if she was in the crowd.
No doubt.
I know you are, Keith.
But after 30 years, you couldn't leave her for Nicole, could you?
No, definitely not. No, right. We got about the same amount of money, so.
Fair enough, hey, that's the main thing. Well, good luck. You're in the draw. You could be taking away those tickets to Savo, okay?
Thank you very much. Fantastic.
Fingers crossed. And you see how easy it is to get in the draw for these tickets. We're chasing these romance stories all week here. And hopefully we can get ourselves another local winner with Matt from Cardiff South. Fingers crossed for him.
Yes, good luck.
His ticket is in the barrel here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
I have a great story that I want to share.
I'm ready.
You're in for a flippin' good time, if you ask me, with this. Okay, so a guest was staying at this beachside hotel over in the Netherlands. She decided to take a little trip, but she found a little bit of a surprise in her room on this little staycation. So local media has reported that the guest was staying at Pier 7 over in the Netherlands. It's called this, like, Vistlingen or whatever it is. It's a city in southwestern Netherlands. Anyway, so apparently the guest was out walking her dog one evening. Yeah. She accidentally left the door of her beachfront room open behind her, however.
Sure.
This then allowed a little friendly seal to slip a fin in.
What's seal doing in my hotel room?
Not the singer.
Oh.
No, a little grey seal.
Oh, this sort of git. Oh, they make a funny noise, don't they?
They also give very good kisses.
They're good at balancing beach balls on their noses.
Oh, so good at so many things.
And anyone who says that's not fun doesn't understand fun.
I just didn't realise he's been watching Mission Impossible. It's like doing a full Tom Cruise and like sneaking into people's rooms. Oh, my goodness.
What's he doing in a hotel room? Surely he should be in the ocean and under the sea, right?
Watch that shield. Darling, it's better than where it's wetter. Take it from me under the sea. Oh, no.
Surely he should be in the ocean.
When did you record that?
I don't know, ages ago.
Oh, jeez.
I just thought it was funny.
God, I'm nothing if not predictable.
What's he doing in this? What's Seal doing in here?
Anyway, he was fine, the little seal. He was just lying on the floor, picking up at, like, the welfare organisation that came in to catch him and free him again. He's just like, what you doing? He woke up really grumpy, apparently. So he was not a happy little seal.
Yeah, because I kept blasting this. Like, what's Seal doing in here? Get rid of it. How annoying.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
All right, so last night, last week on the show, I don't know if you remember, I talked about how there's this, like, pop-up Korean restaurant in the surf house at Merriweather.
Yes.
Like the surf rescue place, the upstairs bit.
Yep.
Anyway, I decided last night, let's go try it out.
And did you?
Yeah, you got to put your booking in through Instagram. There's no phone number.
Weird.
It's called Tsukimama. And it's really good food.
Okay.
Delicious.
I appreciate the name too.
Yeah. Not super cheap. Like, it's about 30 to 40 a person. Yeah, but that's the cost of everything these days. But the food was excellent.
Wow.
And offsetting the cost of the food is the cheapness of the beers and drinks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Two schooners I went and got at the bar, $13.50 for both.
Oh, okay. No, worth it.
Yeah.
Absolutely
so
worth it.
Here's my tip. Don't go there for a full meal. No. Get, like, a few bits as bar snacks. Like, grab a plate of dumplings.
Great.
And a couple of drinks, and it's cheap.
That's all you need to fill
then
up.
It's cheap. Yeah. Don't go there. Like, the full meal was a bit expensive, but with a few snacks, and boy, it was really delicious.
Wow.
The prawn toast.
Oh, I love prawn toast.
It's like a special, special one that's like three layers all joined together and then deep fried. Next level.
Shut up.
Yeah, and take your money.
Oh,
let's do
my
it.
Gosh.
Yeah, really, really good. And cheap drinks, you're in business.
Sounds kind of exclusive as well, the fact that you have to book through Instagram.
Yeah, and it's only once a week, only Sundays.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you look at, and the view up there is unparalleled. It's across Merriweather.
You got to get amongst this.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Good little life hack there for you.
All right.
Get in and try. 8:43, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM, set for a nice sunny one, although the chance of a shower or storm later on, you can feel it in the air when it builds up, can't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
You just go, I know it's going to storm. Then it does. You go, I knew it.
Prediction. It's accurate.
Yeah.
Okay. Question for you, Creevo.
Yes.
Do you remember the duo LMFAO?
Of course.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Now, these guys were the best, right? Like, you heard this, all their songs, like, everywhere that you went.
They were massive for a little short period there.
And you know
every day I'm shuffling and all that.
Oh, yeah, this and so many more.
Yeah.
But you're thinking, even when you're at, like, King Street or whatever, on a Saturday night, and the DJ plays this, you are going off.
That's right. When you hear that drop.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Oh, yeah.
You can't
it's
help.
So good.
You can't help it.
I know. Well, apparently, so one of the singers from LMFAO, we're talking about Red Foo here. You would remember him from, like, the Slurpee ads.
Sure. He was was he a judge on a talent show here in Australia for a while? Well, he got glassed, that's right.
I totally forget which one it was.
Down in Bondi.
Oh.
Anyway, he's the one with the big hair.
Big afro.
And the glasses that are not actually glasses, they're just clear frames.
And neon.
That's
neon
right.
colour, yeah.
Forgot about that.
Well, at the ripe age of 49 years old, he's just made his professional tennis debut.
Oh, excuse me?
That is ridiculous. I mean, that's just crazy. So the pop star actually faced off with Norway's Leighton Rivera in a ITF M15. Don't know what that means. Sounds like a plane. It's not.
Yeah.
It's a tournament over in Egypt for last week. He competed under his real name, Stefan Gordy. he actually received a wild card entry into the competition.
Okay.
So this is how he got in.
They've invited him because they want the publicity, is it?
I don't think so. Although, it's, you know, he's getting publicity from here.
Before you told me this, I did not even know there was an international tennis tournament in Egypt.
Well, apparently there is. He put up a decent fight in the hard court contest, taking a game off the world number 1,299.
So he's top 1,300 in the world.
Possibly.
Maybe. Did he win it?
No.
No, he didn't even. So he's not even top 1,300.
Yeah, pretty much.
He got a wild card entry because of his name.
Well, technically he was quite the tennis player before he got into music, but he injured his wrist, so he went a completely different direction.
Right.
That's the backstory behind it. But how's that, though? Going and taking complete career change at the age of 49.
That's pretty impressive, really, isn't it?
It is, actually, but you would never expect Red Foo, the Afro man himself, to go and play tennis.
Surely he's not wearing the ridiculous glasses. The shuffling might come
actually,
in handy,
no.
though, as he moves across the court, to be fair.
But, oh, yeah, but his headband underneath that fro, oh, that's a good look.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And we're almost done for today. Ari, what's on for the rest of your day?
Honestly, there is a lot of stuff going on. Not for me, but the Super Bowl is definitely on today.
Oh, my God. A lot of people will be tuning in. I think it starts our time around 11 from memory, something like that.
I think people start to get their food and their drinks ready at like 10:30, getting ready, sit down the couch or at the pub, wherever you're going to see that.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. For me, though, I'm going to be on my couch tonight watching Maths with my mum.
Oh, nice. A little date night. You and your mum. A glass of wine, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I'll get the Baileys out for her.
Nice.
Baileys and Maths, and I'll find some type of wine somewhere.
A rosé or something.
Oh, rosé sounds nice.
Prosecco.
Oh, maybe rosé.
Yeah, lovely.
Feels like a more simmer down type of drink, that one.
Yes,
anyway,
it does. It
what
does.
About you?
Still got our house guest over from England, which is lovely.
Wow.
So might do another dinner out tonight or something.
Cute.
Go out for dinner, which should be good.
Wait, what are they doing that you're working now?
It's probably sleeping.
Oh, I was going to say.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning, Ari.
Yeah. What? Up and about.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not there.
Yeah, interesting.
Don't have cameras in the house. No idea what he's up to.
I wonder what you'll walk into.
Yeah, good question. We also have to award a prize today, Ari.
We do, yes.
This is fantastic. You've got a couple of gold class tickets to see the movie of your choice at Reading Cinemas, Charlestown.
That's nice.
It is. We were asking for your snake stories earlier in the show, and Samantha had this one to tell us.
My other half, when he was living in Sydney, got home from the pub on a New Year's Eve many years years ago and went out the back to turn the sprinkler off and stepped on a red-bellied blacksnake, which promptly locked its mouth around his big toe. And he had to break its jaw to get it off him. Well, oh, that was a wet bite because it was after the neighbour's rabbit. Called the ambos. They sent one around one guy that was on his way home from shift and to administer the anti-venom. And, yeah.
Is he all right?
Wait, does he still have his toe?
Yeah, he's fine.
All's well that ends well.
Wow.
Also, a wet bite. Have you ever had a wet bite?
No.
I wouldn't want a wet bite.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah.
I think it must be when the poison is on the edge of the teeth or something like that.
Well, yeah, she said that it like bit into an animal before biting him, so probably a bit of rabies or something, maybe. No,
well, just poison. Red belly.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Dangerous.
Also, he does still have his toe, apparently.
Well, hey, all's well that ends well. And she gets to go to Gold Lounge, which is perfect.
Perfect.
That's it for us. Have a lovely day, everyone. Don't forget the Keith Urban tickets.
Oh,
now,
yes.
Joel from your Live and Local Driver Home giving them away the Savo.
And every day this week.
That's right. Every day this week, getting ready for Valentine's Day. You got to be in it to win it. So when you hear those, you know, calls to action, ring up as fast as you can, 4967-4105, to get in the draw. And hopefully you could be off to Keith Urban. We're giving it away to just locals only for local winners. Mm-hmm. Have a great day, everyone. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.